Plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you're in the Portmarnock area, why not pop into the White Sands Hotel? The Oasis Bar and Grill below our studio here is well worth popping into. It's and the hotel itself overall is well worth visiting and staying in. And we're always very grateful to all the staff and the management here at the White Sands Hotel for their continuing support of the Opinions Matter podcast. So what do we want to talk about on this latest edition of Opinions Matter? This has been a conversation over the weekend that has shocked some people to the core. Others agree with some of what's been said. The Taoiseach, Simon Harris, has urged Irish athletic star Rasidat Adeleke to not let online cowards affect her after her coach, Edric Florial, detailed the abuse the three-time European medalist has received in recent months. Now, Adeleke, as you will know, won the mixed 4x400 relay gold, the women's 4x400 relay silver, and individual 400 metre silver in a terrific week in Rome at the European Championships last week. Now, a statement from Sport Against Racism Ireland said, "We are appalled but unsurprised that one of Ireland's magnificent young athletes, Rasidat Adeleke, who gave the nation such joy at last week's European Athletics Championship in Rome, has suffered racial abuse. It is shocking that one person, the only black member of a wonderfully talented team of athletes, can be targeted in this manner. This is another wake-up call for our legislators and those who govern sport." I was horrified over the weekend to read a quote from Adeleke's manager that she's in a very dark place. That was what he said over the weekend, that she's in dark place.
She's on a high after winning all these medals.
And well-deserved.
And well-deserved. But she should probably just stay offline, because online, not as much Facebook, but Twitter is literally...
It's a cesspit.
It's a cesspit of the lowest swamp scum that you could possibly ever have the misfortune of coming across. And the reason I know this, I had first-hand experience with them the other night after she won the relay race. And I happened to put up a post supporting her, I said that the racism towards her, it's repugnant. She was born in Tala and she's achieved more than any of these racist scum put together. And I got abuse. I got threats. I got death threats over. Death threats. I had to blog about. We'll talk about that a bit later in the topic. And then I came to the realization that there's people in Ireland who believe that you can only be Irish if you have an Irish name and white skin. There are people who actually believe that.
And red hair and freckles.
Well, not necessarily, but an Irish name. And I'll give you one such commentator. This fella, I won't even name at the moment, but have you ever seen this fella on Twitter?
No, I have, yeah. Yep.
Psychopath, this fella is. And he said about her, "She's an amazing athlete, probably smart and talented, but she's not Irish. She has no ancestors buried beneath Irish soil." Like, what the fuck does that mean?
What does that mean?
"Her great-grandparents weren't oppressed by the British or beaten by the black and tans, nor did they fight for this land, so she can't be Irish."
By the way, her great-grandparents could very well have been abused by the British, because the British were in Nigeria they were in everywhere else. Absolute fool.
Let's get this very, very straight. She is as Irish as I am. She wrapped herself...
She sounds more Irish than you do.
She actually... I'm working on that, Adrian.
Good man.
She wrapped herself around the Irish flag.
Yeah? The Irish flag around her.
Yeah. If you were talking to her on the show right now and her name was Anne-Marie, you would not know the colour of her skin.
Absolutely
not. And that is the problem. That is where the problem lies, is that there is a huge cohort. It's not small, by the way. It's a fairly high percentage.
It's scarily high.
There is a huge percentage of Irish people who don't believe you can be dark-skinned and Irish. And that is very, very, very sad.
It is.
Here's the way it is with me.
Just to comment this very second.
Okay.
From Alan. She is 0% Irish blood. I don't agree with the abuse at all. That's wrong. But where are her parents from?
Where does
the fact
matter?
Of the matter is, Alan, you absolute clown. She was born in Dublin.
She was born in Dublin. She is Irish. And Leo Varadkar is Irish. Okay, Leo Varadkar is Irish, but of Indian heritage.
Yes,
okay?
With one of his parents. His mother is Irish.
Yeah, she is Irish of Nigerian heritage. Yes,
mm-hmm.
But she is still Irish. Why can people not get that into their... I'm actually embarrassed. And you know what? It proves what I've always said, that Ireland is a racist country. That is not to say that we are all racist. We're not. Luckily, there are far more decent people in this land than
there are
racists.
Scum like that. Yep.
But there are enough racists to actually turn my stomach.
Mm.
All those people who posted things on... Did you see the message that came in?
I have it here. Really, you hear this?
Read that out.
This came in just before we started recording today, and it says, I have no problem coming on your show today. That African girl done great at the running, but she's not Irish. Achievements don't make her Irish. Being born here doesn't make her Irish. To be Irish is to be Irish by blood. Having an Irish passport doesn't make you Irish, you dopes. You probably won't air this. Like, what the absolute...
Well, what makes you Irish then?
So, okay, if that lady, Miss Adeleke, eventually goes on to have children, are they Irish?
No, there are people, but I believe they are.
Of course they are.
I believe there are. My son goes to school with black kids who are as Irish as the rest of us. So what, if that doesn't make you Irish, what does? It's absolutely appalling. It really is appalling. She is Irish. Whether or not you like to believe that facts don't care, your feelings, facts don't care about your feelings, because she is Irish. Leo Varadkar is Irish. So all you people who were trolling him for the last 5 years saying the gay Indian, he's Irish. He was born in the Rotunda. You absolute morons.
Now, we were saying that Twitter or X or whatever it's called nowadays is a cesspit of intolerance and hate.
Oh, it's literally the scum.
It's very interesting to see a counterbalance on Instagram. So some comments have come in on our Instagram account, and let me read these are very different. One says, shocking bunch of inbred idiots, you're born here, you're Irish. Another one says, it used to be America that was full of racism, unfortunately we have a lot of those clowns too. Another comment on our Instagram account, she was born here, was brought up here, so she is Irish. Some people need to grow the fuck up. Another message on Instagram, they're just jealous of her. And it's as simple as that. It's as simple as that. They're just jealous of her. And finally, because they are jealous dole bulgers, I don't know what that means, who will never achieve 1% of her success, says that message, who believes that that is the problem. It is just utterly, utter and total jealousy. By the way, just what I think of it, if you want to follow us on our Instagram, it is Opinions Matter Podcast on Instagram, okay? Opinions Matter Podcast on Instagram if you would like to follow us there. Let me kick off with this WhatsApp voice note from Trevor.
What's the story, boys? Trevor here. I see today's going to be an interesting topic. I'd say the racist little redneck hillbilly jumped up motherfuckers inbred swines. We'll come out of the woodwork today, so this is going to be an interesting topic. I'm as Irish as the next man, and I'm telling you now, I have a heritage dating back a long time, and I will not stand for any fucker in this country saying, if you're not born here, you're not born to Irish people, you're not Irish, why don't you take your little fucking racist comments fuck off out of the country, and nobody wants you here, right? Oh, lads, I digress. It's the future of this country, I really do. Well, actually, the whole fucking world, really. Jesus Christ. Hope you give as good as you get today, boys, because I say the races are going to come out of the woodwork. Good luck. Can't wait to hear the topic later. All the best, Trevor.
It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy, where your opinion matters.
An interesting side note here. We're talking about, you know, what makes you Irish, and something that came up on our podcast last week was that our Katie is half French. Okay.
But no one has ever questioned
her. No one has ever questioned. So she, her dad was born in France, was raised in France and moved to Ireland and met Katie's mom, and they married and he's lived here ever since. Yeah. But do people hurl abuse at Katie because she's half Irish?
No, because
no, because she's white skinned.
She's white. Yeah, yeah.
That's the bottom line here. And nobody would even question somebody born in Ireland of English parents, for example.
No.
Nobody would. They would say, oh, yeah, that's a person's Irish.
Yeah. No one has ever said that Paul McGrath is an Irish. He wasn't even born in Ireland, by the way.
Was he not? Well, no, there, you go. Yeah.
But no one has ever
questioned it. Yeah.
Questioned.
085-825-2626 is our WhatsApp number. Pádraic, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Pádraic?
Greetings, Miosha Gosha.
Good. How are you, Pádraic? What do you want to say on the fact that we have an amazing gold and silver medalist in the form of Rashidat Adeleke? I'm sure you want to congratulate her.
Well, I think this has been blown out of all proportion, to be quite honest with you. Adrian, I mean, a couple of, apparently, a few little things online questioning her heritage, which is obviously Nigerian.
Not questioning. The fact that this young lady was born in Ireland, she was raised her entire life in Ireland. She sounds more Irish than you do. Yet people have automatically jumped, well, not everybody, a lot of people have jumped on this bandwagon. She's not Irish. She shouldn't be draping herself in the Irish flag.
Well, if I was her situation, technically she's dual heritage. If you want to go into the nitty-gritty, she has dual heritage. Her ancestry is obviously African Nigerian. She was born in Ireland of Nigerian parents, so that makes her a dual citizen. So she could quite easily have ran for Nigeria.
She possibly could, but she chose to declare for the country that she's born in and lived in all her life.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that, but at the end of the day,
it's nothing new that people could declare for whatever country. We have soccer players that could have declared for the Republic of Ireland, but chose to declare for England. This isn't uncommon.
But why would she run for Nigeria? She is Irish, Pádraic. She's Irish.
Well, you see, if you're going to say to me somebody's Irish, you'll have to hit me with something like Walsh, Kelly, Murphy. They are indigenous names to this land. Now, her surname is actually Nigerian. I'm sure you're quite aware of that.
Oh, correct, of course. Yes. No, but I mean, my first
sorry,
name...
Sorry, your surname doesn't make you Irish.
Yeah, my first name isn't an Irish... Obviously, you have an Irish name, Pádraic. I don't like Irish names, personally. No offence. None of my kids have Irish names. I don't have an Irish name. But do you consider me Irish?
Well, you're kind of wishy-washy, I'd say.
Okay, I'm wishy-washy Irish. The point is, it doesn't matter what your name is. She was born in Ireland. She was schooled in Tala. She played Ga, I believe, as well.
Right, yep.
She has contributed more to Irish society than all those racist trolls put together.
Well, I don't see what's actually racist in pointing out that her heritage is not Irish.
No. It's the fact that people are saying, her parents are Nigerian, but she was born and raised her entire life in Tala in Dublin, and she sounds more Irish than you do, and people are automatically saying she's not Irish.
Well, why would anybody want to, whether they came from Poland, Nigeria, or wherever, or their parents did, or their forebears did, why would you want to deny your proud African or Polish heritage? Just like with the Irish in America forever and a day, going back...
All right, so you're basically arguing she should be a proud Nigerian and declare for Nigeria.
Well, like I say, she had dual citizenship. But at the end of the day, that is our heritage. And why deny our heritage? You cannot do that, you know?
I mentioned a moment ago, Pádraic, that our Katie, who works on this show with us regularly, is born of a French father and an Irish mother. She was born and raised in Ireland. of a French father and an Irish mother. Yet nobody, if Katie were to run in the Olympics, nobody would question her nationality because she's white-skinned and they just wouldn't question it.
No, well, I think they would. If her name was a French name or, say, a Polish name and it's not indigenous to this land, I think people would question it.
In fact, her surname is a non-Irish name, as you put it. Her surname is Mack, M-A-K-K. That's how it's spelled. Nobody questions it, ever.
Well, I don't really believe that. If the name is not an Irish name per se, then people look at the ins and outs of it, and they look at it might be dual heritage, whatever the case may be. But it's not really it's not a real Irish name. Let's be quite honest about it.
Okay, so you can't be Irish without a name that you can trace back to Brian Boru.
The Flight of the Earls, whatever you prefer. Yeah.
So is Eamon Devlin. Valera, was he Irish? Do you consider him Irish? First president.
He was a bit mixed up too.
But a yes, no answer. Is Eamon Devlin?
He was actually born in New York, as you're well aware.
Yes, he was born in New York.
But do you consider him Irish?
No, we consider him half Irish because the name De Valera is a bit dodgy for a start, isn't it?
It's not funny. Why are you laughing?
De Valera's children and grandchildren still have the name De Valera. Are they not Irish either?
Correct me if I'm wrong. I think that's a Spanish name, isn't it?
I don't know, nor do I care.
Well, I suppose you could Google that one, yeah.
But the point is, if we cut this back and we're all honest, Pardon, and I want you to be honest as well, is it down to skin colour? And just be honest about it. If it is, then I'll say hats off to you. At least you're being honest. Is it down to skin colour? When you see somebody that has brown skin and a non-Irish surname, do you think to yourself they cannot be Irish? Like when she has, if she does in the future, if she has children with an Irish man, a pale fella from Tala called Jack, if she has babies with him, will you consider those children Irish? Like how far back are you going to go?
Look, the clue is in the surname, if you get my drift.
The clue is in the surname. So if you have a surname that is not Irish, you're not Irish. What a load of shit.
Correct. You're actually very quick today, Adrian, yeah?
What a load of rubbish, Paul.
You're actually excelling yourself.
So is Leo Varadkar Irish?
Aye. Look, we know what he is. He's also dual heritage. His father was an Indian. And there's a lot of this about at the moment, the old 50-50 cashback carry-on.
Oh, my God.
But sure, look, it is what it is, yeah.
Oh, my God. That is bizarre. It really is.
It is bizarre. I've never heard a person's identity, nationality, being confined to their surname and whether or not it fits the profile. It's just bizarre. It really is. So Ivana Bacik, who is the leader of the Labour Party, not Irish, not an Irish name.
There's another one, yeah.
Let's see. I'm just looking through the list of TDs in the Dáil.
I don't know why.
It's the weakest argument I've ever heard to define somebody's nationality. Ridiculous.
It is not names like Doherty O'Sullivan, Walsh, Murphy, Kelly, do I need to go on? I mean, they are real indigenous to this land.
When you saw the Irish team winning the relay last week, and I'm sure you watched it because you're a patriot and you love seeing Ireland win.
No, I didn't actually, no.
Okay, and you saw her, that Tala girl, draping the flag around her, were you not proud to say that she is one of ours? She is one of ours. She's after winning a medal on the European stage for Ireland. She is one of us.
No, what I would think is people in Nigeria might have the attitude that she's a traitor to Nigeria.
Oh my God. She was born in Ireland, Padraig. How many times do I have to say that?
As you are well aware, she could have to declare for Nigeria.
But she chose not to. She chose to declare for the country of her birth and the country that she lives in. That's what she did.
I realise what she did, but like I said, I just don't agree with it. Anybody has dual heritage. I just think they should stay with their own original heritage.
Our number is 085-825-2626. Just before I go to Henry, I want to play a message. I mentioned our Katie a couple of minutes ago, okay? And Katie's a regular contributor to our podcast. She was with us all of last week. This is Katie and her daughter at the very end of this. Just have a listen to this.
Oh my God, what am I listening to? Seriously, Podrick, my name might be Mac. So under Podrick's logic then, because I don't have an Irish name, I couldn't really class myself as Irish despite being born in the Rotunda Hospital in Dublin and living in Ireland all my life and having an Irish mother, so I don't qualify to be proper Irish because my name is Mac. That just doesn't make sense at all. Seriously, I don't know. He's away with the fairies, isn't he? Say away with the fairies.
Hello, away fairies.
Hello, away with the fairies. Yeah, he's away with the fairies.
Porrick, you're away with the fairies.
You're being schooled by a two-year-old.
I've been called a lot worse than that now, in fairness, but like, God love her. The very fact that that girl rang in, she obviously is a bit sensitive. She's very obviously, I obviously touched a nerve with her there. But you see, you shouldn't really, if you don't complicate things.
Here's the funny story of Casey's. Of Casey's story, half Irish, half French, yet her kids, her two kids, are called real Irish names, Tig and Clodagh. Much more Irish can Yes.
We're not going to argue about that.
But this is Porrick's argument here. That's the point I'm trying to prove here.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Let me go to Henry. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Henry?
Hi, guys. How's it going?
Good, thank you, Henry. What did you want to say on this?
Look, I just want to say fair play to that girl there for winning the that gold medal there. What a bloody brilliant athlete she is. She's the best runner, I said, to come along since Sonia O'Sullivan.
Absolutely,
anyway.
Yes, absolutely. And stands a very good chance of doing really, really well at the Olympics in a few weeks' time.
Absolutely. And you know what? I hope she does win a gold medal. She would deserve it, absolutely.
What do you make of the sort of rhetoric we've been hearing over the weekend? I'm not sure if you're aware of half of it. Half of it I wouldn't read out.
Langers, Adrian.
Yeah, but just Langers is not enough because this young woman, her manager said over the weekend, is in a very dark place because of the online racist trolling that she's received.
That's shocking, Adrian, because I tell you something there now, right? Do you ever hear of a guy called Sean O'Gohalpin, former Cork hurler?
I did.
Yeah, in 2005 now, he gave one of the most best All-Ireland winning speeches in Irish. And he was born in Fiji. He didn't come to Ireland until he was 10 years old.
Did you not know that?
I did not know that.
And there's a photograph of him there. I did know this story. I've actually worked with him. And
Sean O'Gohalpin is fluent in Irish. He's probably more fluent in Irish
than Porrick is.
If he spoke to Porrick in Irish, Porrick wouldn't know what he's fucking talking about.
that's a true story. He was an awesome hurler and half Irish. Nobody ever questioned him. Yeah. And I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why nobody ever questioned his heritage, because his name is Sean O'Gohalpin. How much more Irish do you want?
Because his mother was Fijian and his father, I think, was from Anna.
Yeah, Porrick, I mean, you know...
Adrian.
Yeah, go on.
Adrian, can I just say something to Porrick there? Right, Porrick, my name, right, is Henry, right? And my surname is Morris. No, you couldn't get more English name than that, because my great grandfather was English, right? So, and I've lived in Ireland all my life. I've never actually lived anywhere else. So, would you consider me Irish, or would you consider me an inbreed?
Well, you obviously have an identity crisis, but the very reason that you just went on that spiel about your grandfather or great grandfather, you're obviously you have an identity crisis. You probably don't know what you are.
What's your surname?
What's my surname?
Yeah.
Well, O'Sullivan, is that good enough for you?
All right. Like, are you sure? No, you don't have any other ancestors or anything that has a different
I trace my family tree back six generations on both sides, and we're all indigenous to this land.
Indigenous. Well, I ought to hang my head in shame, because my grandmother, my maternal grandmother, was a Costello, and they hail from Spain, so I better get out of here as well.
Oh, look, geez, the Adrian, this is the kind of IQ level you're dealing with here, like, because you know what, like for fuck's sake, like, I mean, like, if we were to kick everybody out of the country with non-Irish names, we probably only have 1 million people in the country.
You're probably right.
No, but Pardy, you didn't answer the question that I posed a few minutes ago, where I said if she was to get into a relationship with an Irish bloke called Jack Collins, and they were to have a child together, that child would be a mixed
race. Baby Collins
would be a mixed race child. Would you consider that child Irish?
Well, no, I'd consider the child 50-50 at best.
50? Oh, my God.
So, Park, let me go back to the very start. And at the very start of this conversation, you said that this whole thing of her nationality and people trolling her, saying that she's not Irish and all of that, that this has been blown out of all proportion. What do you mean by that?
Well, I've seen a lot of these comments online, and they were not racist. They were factually talking about our heritage, and if pointing out someone's heritage is racist, it really has come to something. You know what I mean?
No. It was more than pointing out her heritage. It was pointing out the belief by some that this woman is not qualified to represent Ireland, is not qualified to wrap the Irish flag around her, despite the fact that she was born and bred in this country.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry, Adrian, but my opinion is, like a lot of other people, is that you should, regardless where you're born, if your parents are from a different country, that's where you should represent.
That's a very sad state of affairs, because we'd lose loads of our soccer players, we'd lose loads of people in big industries. Ridiculous. I just don't get your logic here, Pádraig. I really don't.
So how far do we have to go back?
My grandmother's family were Spanish. I better head off as well.
No, but how far do you want us? No, but Pádraig,
you don't cut the mustard either, Adrian, then, yeah?
It's not even funny, Pádraig. It's not even funny.
I had one comment, and I genuinely cannot read out this comment. I had one comment on Twitter under the post that I put up. The account has now been suspended, thank God. But the comment was about the race that she ran. And the person said they must have been thrown, and they mentioned a certain fruit. They must have been thrown fruit on the track to get it to run.
Yeah,
fast.
I think we can read between the lines on that one. Yeah,
you can read. And I wouldn't even give the person the. No, thankfully, Twitter took down the post. But if you don't think if you don't think that's, not only is that crossing the line, that's literally that. And I don't think it was an Irish person. I think it was an American count. But the fact that someone would say something like that is abhorrent. And Pádraig, you don't help the. Help matters by your rhetoric that you're going on with, that you cannot be Irish unless your great 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 granny knew Peg Sayers back in the 1800s,
and you can find his grave,
which is ridiculous. It's ridiculous. And that other fool that was on Twitter saying if you don't have ancestors buried in Irish soil, you can't be Irish. That's all bullshit.
Well, that's your take on it, Jeremy. But at the end of the day, like you just cited America. A lot of these apparently came. A lot of these comments apparently came from America.
Some did, not all. No, certainly not all. Some did.
Well, some of them. And then what you mentioned about the fruit, that's obviously racist. But pointing out someone's heritage and they should run for the country of their forebears, that's not racist. That's just, why would you want to deny your heritage? I don't understand that.
Pádraig, stay there for 1 second if you can, please. I want to go to line two. And Laura, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Laura?
Hello, I'm Ron. And I just think this is hilarious. Like, I remember, yesterday I was watching the highlights. And it's like, oh, this is, you know, a great achievement for Ireland. And then you mentioned about this thing on Twitter. I'm like, can Ireland not have something positive without somebody kind of for the rest of the nation, like.
And sadly, it wasn't just somebody. It wasn't just one person. There was shit all over the internet all weekend.
Because you're
So because your skin isn't white, it's just like, do people not realize with the evolution of the human race, like, we all actually started from Africa and we all dispersed around the rest of the world. So, like, bring back the logic of, you know, Irish heritage and all that crap. It's like, well, if we're going to go that far back, we might as well be all Africans then.
Yeah, well, no, that's very true. Yeah, that is very true. But what do you make of what Porrick is arguing here? That
the surname thing?
Well, no, the surname thing is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. It really is, because if your great 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 grandfather happened to have
Irish, Spanish, English, so
yeah. But his argument that as a Nigerian, born of Nigerian parents, she should represent Nigeria. She should be proud of where she hails from. And
she should be like fair dues to represent Ireland.
Yeah,
like,
no, I agree. Like,
wow.
I think Nigeria's loss is Ireland's gain, because we have an amazing athlete that could do really well in the Olympics in a few weeks' time.
She's from Tala. You can hear her in the...
I know you can. She sounds more Tala than half a Tala.
Yeah,
but sorry, even if she didn't, so what? Mm. So, like, you know that fella, you know the fella that goes around doing the TikTok videos. What's his name? Your buddy, Adrian.
My buddy,
Irish Paddy. Is that his name? What's his name?
Oh, Black Paddy.
Black Paddy. He's as black as the Ace of Spades. He says that himself. I consider him as Irish as I am. Mm-hmm. You know. Mm. But Padraig would take one look at his videos and say, "There's no way that man is Irish. Couldn't be Irish. Couldn't be Irish. Look at the color of his skin. Couldn't be."
You see,
I can't believe, like, in 2024 that we're still having this kind of mentality.
Here, believe it. Here, by the way, Laura, it's getting worse. It's not getting better.
It is getting worse. It's getting very much worse. And
people are falling for that shit on social media. Like, with all those videos going around of, oh, all these immigrants coming in, and, like, they can edit the videos to make it look as if something went wrong when it did. So there's false information going around. And people are so stupid to believe social media and not read into different sources. That's what's happening, like, as well. Not questioning what's happening. It's like, oh, this is what the video was saying, so I'll just believe that, you know.
Like I said, I just find it horrific that this woman spent the weekend in a dark place. She should be out celebrating with her friends.
So happy that she did that for Ireland. Like, you know, it's just... just can't grasp my head around it.
No, I can't. I really can't myself. It baffles me. Thanks very much indeed for your call. Let me bring in more of your opinions on this. This is Sean.
Afternoon, lads. How's it going? Yeah, tell that fucking Phil Porrick he's an absolute gobshite. How can you sit there and say that your name basically defines your nationality? That's just the most ridiculous load of bullshit I've ever heard in my life. But at the end of the day, you're always going to have racists and arseholes and fucking idiots about, so you're never going to get over it. Fair play to her for doing what she's doing. She's representing Ireland, she's doing well and whatever, so best of luck to her. Have a good one.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Now, we were talking with Porrick. Mark has a message for Porrick.
So, if an Irish woman married a German man and took his surname, her children wouldn't be Irish because they have the father's surname? This film makes no sense.
Now, Porrick, address that there, please, if you would.
I've already told you the definition of being Irish, and that clown that sent in that comment there, he hadn't got the balls to come on the air citing racism. This is the lazy old adage that's been used. Like I said, if I came to this country and I was born here and I was an athlete, my name is Alecky or something the equivalent, I would not run for Ireland. I would run for my heritage, which would be Nigeria.
All right, stay there for a second. I want to bring in our next caller, and that is Anthony. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Anthony?
I'm bloody fuming listening to that idiot Padraig who's on.
Don't blame you. Yeah, what do you want to say?
He is talking absolute crap and nonsense. And he was on your old phone show in the past saying racist crap. He is a racist. I would bet a fortune that he was one of those on Twitter giving this poor Irish woman, all that vile racist abuse. I bet he was one of those who was doing it. Because these racist idiots are just insane. Here's the fact of it. If you're born in Ireland, you are Irish. And she was born in Ireland. So her heritage is she's Irish. She's as Irish as I am, as Irish as you are, Adrian, as Irish as you are, Jeremy. She is Irish. Right, that's what she is, and people like Pádraig make me fucking sick.
And okay, you've heard Pádraig's argument that it's all to do with names. And Pádraig, do you consider yourself in any way racist?
I consider myself very much a patriot, and that idiot there, Anthony, I've heard him a few times before, and he's obviously a man of limited intelligence, so we won't give him too much credence, you know.
I'm a very smart, intelligent man, Pádraig, smarter than you are. With your stupid attitude and your nonsense about surnames, I bet you never even fucking finished school.
I say, Anthony, your problem is that the escalator is not going to the top floor, my friend.
I am an intelligent man, Pádraig. You are the one who isn't. You are just an absolute racist idiot. Because in the past, you've said racist comments, judging people because of the colour of their skin. You are a racist bastard. That's what you are, part of a racist.
Listen, you little clown.
I didn't mention.
Listen, you little clown. I did not mention the colour of anybody's skin. You're the one that's bringing in the colour into it. So that makes you the racist, you fucking idiot.
You're the fucking racist, you clown, Pádraig. You're a racist prick.
Do you know what I'll do with you? You little wanker. Wherever that podcast is, I think it's out in Port Marnock. Meet me there at 2 o'clock tomorrow and call that to my face, and I'll take great pleasure tearing you asunder, you little scumbag.
Threatening a disabled man. How fucking dare you? It shows what you're obviously
you're pulling the disabled card now. Yeah, you're a coward. You're a coward to boot, are you?
You're just an absolute idiot. I swear to God, Pádraig. People like you make me sick. You make me ashamed to be honest.
Can I just say nobody is meeting anybody outside this hotel for a punch up? Okay, can I just make that perfect? Can I make that perfectly clear?
No, but if it does happen, we'll do it on Facebook live. Okay, no, I'm only joking. There can be no violence.
Okay, Pádraig argues, Anthony, that he is not a racist. That this is all to do with nationality, and this young Adeleke girl should have represented Nigeria, but that's not racist.
Her nationality is she is Irish. Her heritage is she is Irish. She was born in Dublin Irish.
Yeah, but her heritage isn't Irish now, Anthony.
But she is born in Ireland. She's Irish as you or me.
No, we agree.
This is what you're dealing with. I said, I already cited this guy's of limited intelligence. He doesn't know the definition of heritage. Nigerian, you idiot. The clue is in her surname, you imbecile.
You are just a loudmouth idiot who's saying absolute nonsense, Pádraig. You make me ashamed of Irish.
I think this guy is actually on medication, Adrian.
Oh, I'm not. How dare you make such claims about me?
You obviously are on medication.
Shut up, Pádraig. We're getting nowhere. We're going around in circles here.
Anthony, this isn't the only person that has this view where it comes to somebody's nationality. What do you say to all of those numbskulls who, over the weekend, ever since that young woman won the medals last week, have been saying things like, she's not Irish?
All these racists are absolute idiots. Because she's done more for this country than they ever will. They're most important just sitting on their holes, not working, just collecting dole money. She's done more for Ireland than they ever will.
Pádraig, can I ask you a question, by the way? Donald Trump, is Donald Trump American?
Is Donald Trump American?
Yeah.
No, there's no such thing as we all know who the real Americans are. They were the Native Americans. All the white people that came to America were Europeans. No, of course he's not a real American.
Okay. No, I was just checking because that you know that he came from Germany originally. His surname was Trump.
His mother came from Stornoway in Scotland, so he was technically mixed race as well. Yeah.
Okay, so he's not American.
No, he had a European, obviously Scottish and German heritage, if you want to be quite precise about it.
Let me bring in more opinions on this, and they're flying in. Have a listen to this WhatsApp voice note.
That man's talking utter rubbish. Like, I'm Irish, but my mum's Irish. I was born in Ireland. My dad's English. My great-grandparents are French and Spanish. So, does he consider me to have an identity crisis as well?
Oh, it sounds like you probably do, according to Porrick's way of dealing with things. Sorry, here's another WhatsApp voice note from Robbie.
All these idiots are claiming you have to have Irish ancestry to be Irish. I guarantee if you were to do a DNA test, you'd get a nasty shock as to where you actually come from on the genetic level.
All right, Robbie, thanks very much indeed for your message. Our number is 085-825-2626. Catherine, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Catherine?
I'm great. How are you?
Good, thank you, Catherine. What did you want to say on this?
I want to ask a question.
Mm-hmm.
Is Padraig a setup?
Is Padraig a setup? No, this is a man I've spoken to for many years, both on this podcast and on previous radio shows that we did. And these are his views. Why would you think that he's a setup? Why would you think that...
Because if he's saying these views, he is all that is wrong with Ireland.
But Catherine, hang on a second. Have you seen
the vile commentary online over the weekend?
And I mean...
I haven't.
Okay, see, if you're...
As far as I'm concerned, that girl, she competed on what Padraig is saying, that she should have represented Nigeria. Why? The only country she ever knew was Ireland. She's Irish.
And that's the facts, Padraig. The only country this young woman has ever known is Ireland, because she was born and raised here.
I'm quite aware where she was born and raised, but like I said to you, she had dual heritage and she could have represented Nigeria.
But she chose to represent the country that she lives in.
Get off.
I'm quite aware of that, but she's denying her proud African heritage.
And you know what? You're disgracing your Irish heritage by behaving in such a way.
Well, can I ask you a question as well, Catherine? Have you got baggage?
Have I baggage?
Have you got baggage?
I don't know what you mean.
Well, what I mean is, have you got an identity crisis?
I think you do, because you're after accusing everybody else on this podcast of having an identity crisis. I certainly do not. I know who I am. I know where I'm from. And you're just vile. You're an embarrassment to the Irish.
Well, how many generations can you go back?
As far as it goes, I'm a Murphy.
Yeah, well, that's okay. Sure, and any Tom, Dick and Harry can be a Murphy, but you have to go back for 5 or 6 generations.
You see, the fact of the matter is, Porrick, if we go back many, many, many generations, half of us are not Irish at all. If you go back to the Dark Ages.
We probably need to weed them out, don't we?
Patrick, come on. You have no answer. When you're stuck with something to say, all you say is, oh, you're an imbecile. Oh, I'm speaking to someone of less intelligence. Get off the stage.
Catherine, I have to...
Catherine, the difference between you and me, Catherine, is I'm box office, baby.
You probably believe that as well. Catherine, you seem surprised that a man like this even exists. So you must be blissfully unaware of the racist rhetoric that has been circulating around this country since that young woman won those medals last week.
I am not blissfully unaware. I am completely aware. But I'm not surprised that a vile creature like Padraig exists with his disgusting views, but I am just hopping mad that he has the balls to come on here on a national podcast spewing such evil, horrible things and talking about... He's destroying my country. He's destroying the Irish reputation.
Padraig, what do you say to that? You're destroying Ireland's reputation.
Before you go to Padraig, and I'm not defending Padraig in any way, but can I just say, Catherine... On the scale of things, Padraig is...
Mild.
He is mild, mild, mild. My God. Some of the comments, and I said, I alluded to one of them a few minutes ago about what someone said on my Twitter account about throwing fruit on the track. Some of the comments have been just...
Ku Klux Klan stuff.
Worse than Ku Klux Klan stuff, yeah. It's literally horrific. So Padraig is the mild end of this scale.
Well, if Padraig is the mild scale, my God almighty... God have mercy on us all.
Yep. You're 100% correct, because a lot of the people that I speak to on a regular basis, I be quite honest, I would be like a mother superior.
And that's the sad reality of it, Catherine, I have to say.
Yeah, but can I just say, Pádraig, if you're the Mother Superior, were you from the Magdalene laundries? They were evil.
Or even Mother Teresa.
Mother Teresa. Oh, yeah, Mother Superior is a bad reference. Mother Teresa was evil. Mother Teresa.
This woman has a problem with her. She's bringing up the bad things that happened in Ireland. We're not saying that any country is a panacea. Every country has its problems, has its evil people. The majority of people are good people in every race and every nationality. And I'm not advocating racism. I'm just pointing out a factual position that this lady has Nigerian heritage. That's all I'm saying. That's not racist to call somebody a Nigerian, is it?
No, you didn't just say that, Pádraig. You said you don't consider her Irish, that she shouldn't be representing Ireland. She should have represented Nigeria.
Yes, I won't backtrack. Anybody that has dual heritage is not indigenous to this land. Correct.
Pádraig.
It's an awful lot of the population, sadly. But sorry, go on, Catherine.
Pádraig, I don't think Pádraig is actually a racist. I just think he's completely deluded and he's living in the past and he's talking about generations of Irish. The world has changed, Pádraig. Ding dong, wake up.
I'm quite aware. The world has changed. I was out at a shindig the weekend and my nephew, he's with a girl that's not Irish, to be quite honest, had a bit of a celebration and the two of his best friends had likewise. I'm quite aware what's happening in Ireland because this is obviously the advent of multiculturalism, as in like America, nobody knows who they are.
Can I ask you a question? What is wrong with that?
Adrian, I was in the bar in the Bronx, Bronx 10 years ago. I said to this guy, he said, I'm Irish. I said, yeah. And he said, well, I'm actually a quarter Lithuanian, a quarter Polish, a quarter something. I said, oh, Jesus, don't tell me anymore, will you? He was a quarter everything. He didn't know what he was.
But so what? Can you not identify as what you want to identify as?
Then, after a couple of sherbets, he actually said to me, I actually don't know what I am. And I actually felt sorry for the guy, to be quite honest. You know what I mean? He said, you know who you are. I said, I do, yeah, I can trace my lineage back. I says, I'm indigenous to Ireland, that's it. I said, I don't have any other nationality. This guy was citing four or five different Jesus Christ Almighty. No wonder the guy was away with the fairies.
I want to squeeze in a few more messages, many of which are directed at Pádraig. Neil.
Cool. Anthony, yeah, okay, I'm not racist and all that. You have some points now and again, but you're an absolute fucking tool, you are. And I think I can hear. I think I can hear your fucking school bus calling you. Off you go. Go on, off you go, you bleeding gobshite.
Jonathan.
Lads, when you tell that far right Tony fella to knock her on the head, every blatant time he goes on, far right this and far right that. He's a moron. No, I don't agree with the abuse that girl took online. What are they saying? Draping an Irish flag. Now, some people will call a far right for doing a thing like that, but I won't. Congratulations, well done. Tell that Tony fella to fuck off, would you, please?
All right, Angela.
Hi, guys. Angela here. Let me get this right. So, Jamie Heaslip, Leinster and Irish rugby player, born in Israel. He's not Irish, no. Ron O'Gara, Munster and Ireland player with rugby. He was born in the States, so he's not Irish either. Jesus, what's the point in supporting anyone so? Because apparently nobody's Irish.
Thank you, Angela. And finally, Darren.
Morgan is just stating facts. She's mixed race. She's not fully Irish. It's as simple as that.
No, she's not mixed race. Yeah, both her parents are Nigerian, as far as I know.
Yeah, she's not mixed race at all.
Yeah. Anyway, there you go.
Thanks, Pádraig, because at least Pádraig has balls to come on.
Absolutely. Because the other trolls that have really, that sent that young woman to a dark place over the weekend are absolute cowardly bastards.
Oh, well, there was one we didn't even want to come on. Your man who wanted to beg him to come on.
No, yeah.
Do you want to come on to make those comments?
No,
gonna make?
No, I don't. I don't. It's important to debate, and I wish her the very best of luck in the Olympics.
Yeah, we are proud of you.
We'll be very proud of her when she comes home with a gold from France. We really will. Yeah.
And we can all agree that there is a difference between nationality and heritage. Yeah? Yep. Would you agree?
100%.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. Please hit subscribe or follow, click on the little bell icon on Spotify, and you'll get a notification of each episode. Catch you on the next one.